1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Wednesday Newsmaker brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 10th of November, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Kathy Hammond of the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
I'm doing good today. Thanks for taking some time to join us as we are going to be previewing the Quilts of Gratitude ceremony coming up this Sunday at the Anderson Building. Well, Kathy, you do have some quilts on display right now, don't you, I understand?
Yes, we have several quilts on display down at the library, so people want to gander down there and take a look. It's always impressive, and I will be picking those up on Friday, so that will end that display.
And that
they've been up since October 15th.
Yeah, they look just great as always. So how many quilts will be presented for the ceremony this year, Kathy?
At this point, I have 34 to present this year. And, gosh, we have veterans, local veterans. We have some veterans coming up from Eureka and Cedarville, Opie, Redding, Strong City, Madison.
Well, Kathy, let's go ahead and kind of give an overview of the Quilts of Gratitude ceremony, what exactly you do, and how do veterans get involved?
Okay, our ceremony is to present those veterans with a Quilt of Gratitude. We know sometimes they come back or they have not been treated as nice as we wish they would have been. So they are now presented a quilt just to show that our gratitude for them, for their service, for our freedoms. And they can either call me. A lot of the quilt applications we have gotten in the last couple of years have actually come from the kids who have been on the honor flights with the veterans. And they often will submit their names, so that's kind of it's kind of nice,
yeah,
that the kids now are recognizing that. So I think they get pretty close to those veterans on those flights, so they can do that. We do have some applications that we keep down at the chamber or out at the American Legion.
So
a variety of ways.
Yeah, so pretty easy to fill out those applications, Kathy?
Yes. All we need is kind of their name, address, and their branch of service. And that's kind of not too painful.
No, and then they're invited to this wonderful ceremony that will start what time Sunday afternoon, Kathy?
It will start at 2 p.m. in the Anderson Building on the fairgrounds, and we'll have some light refreshments. And as they come in this year, the Honor Guard will be there again, or the Patriot Guards, let me correct that. The Patriot Guards will be there. They'll have their flags out, and then I think we're going to let them inside this year. Last year it was so windy when they were standing outside, so they'll kind of line that little hallway as they come into the big section of the Anderson Building.
Now, last year you had to go to a drive-through event, did you not?
Yes, we did. That was kind of a windy day that day, but, you know, the veterans were certainly appreciative of that as well.
Well, Kathy, and I was going to ask you about that. Talk a little bit about the reactions of the veterans when they receive these quilts. What have you seen over the years?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen I think sometimes they're in awe. They're in shock. I've seen tears. My most memorable is still, it was a World War II veteran, and he got himself up out of that wheelchair, and as the Cub Scout presented him his quilt, he saluted that Cub Scout, and that just kind of gets to your heartstrings when you see them appreciate that as much as they do.
Yeah, the reactions are great, and tell us, you have the Scouts involved here with this, don't you?
Yes, they will be presenting the quilts again this year, as well as doing the honor guard as well.
Well, Kathy, let's talk about the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild. You've been doing this for quite some time now, and that's quite an effort, you know, to do 30-plus quilts. So how are things going with the guild, and when do they normally start making these?
Oh, gosh, we have some that will start in January. I heard one quilter say she was going to figure out which pattern she wanted to do and start in January. We have quilters that seem to work on them all year long. And then we have quilters that, you know, takes a while for them to decide what they want. And so from January till the week before, when they'll be finishing them up, it sometimes takes about, 20 to 30 hours to do one quilt, depending on the pattern that they have chosen. So
is there a deadline if people have an application or want to get involved? How soon they need to get that in if they want to be, like, involved in your ceremony during the fall?
They can. We don't really have a date. We'd like to have those applications in as early as possible, because
sure.
I have quilters that call and say, do you have a name? I have a quilt, or I have two or three quilts, and do you have some names for those? And that way, when they put the label on the back, they can go ahead and add those names in. So once in a while, this week we had some quilters that had some that adding names to this week. We were able to call actually a couple of the veterans who had been on the honor flight this year, so I had extra quilts there.
Okay. Well, let's see. You know, a number of years ago, we came up with a fundraiser to help the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild, because folks, these quilters, Kathy among them, spending their own money, you know, for all the materials, and it's just a labor of love to do this for the veterans. I think that's the bottom line. So how are we holding up? We raised some funds a couple of years ago. Any of that money left?
We're getting down. We ordered more backing and fabric this year, and so sometimes when you order those by bolts, it goes down, but we have a little bit left. We have also used a little bit of that. Often the quilters will not charge us as much as they normally do, so we do use a little bit of that to help pay for their batting and their quilting as well. So you don't know how much the quilters, and we have appreciated that gift from all the work that you did. I think Brust was involved, Water's True Value.
Yeah.
It was an awesome, awesome effort on you guys' part.
Well, let us know if we need to ramp this up again, Kathy, okay?
Oh, we will. We will. We certainly appreciate that.
Well, we thank thank you and all the quilters for all that they do. This, I think, is a wonderful project, and it certainly is much, much appreciated by the veterans, and you can just tell by the reactions that happen. So the public is invited to the Quilts of Gratitude Ceremony coming up this Sunday, 2 p.m., Anderson Building, on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Kathy, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And Ron, we do have calendars this year. We have included in the calendars are photos from last year veterans receiving their quilts. And so we'll have those available at the ceremony and then probably down at the chamber after that.
Good to know, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. And once again, thank you for you guys' gift. But the veterans are the ones who deserve it the most.
You are absolutely right.
So thank you, Ron.
All right, thanks.
You have a great day.
All right, Kathy Hammond of the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild. The Quilts of Gratitude Ceremony this Sunday, 2 p.m., Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. Scott?
That's just awesome.
It
awesome
is,
stuff and the work they do. And again, you know, I guess you could wait until we maybe have to have another fundraiser to raise money for them, but if you want to make a donation, I'm sure you could get a hold of them, and they'd be glad to take it. So we are now full on our newsmakers all next week. So our next opening is November 23rd. So if you have an event coming up, you need to let us know. Call 342-1400, 620-342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local 731, 60 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Here's a reminder that Emporia City offices, the transfer station and recycling center, will be closed tomorrow for Veterans Day. There will be no automated residential trash, Westside Recycling, roll-off, or cardboard sanitation service in observance of the holiday. Residential trash and Westside